Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Listen, good afternoon to Grenada, Caracou, Piedmont, Inc., wherever you are across the Caribbean. We continue with the discussion with Inside Finance with the Ministry of Finance. We've had the prominent secretary, Timothy Antwined, sharing with us in our first two program. And today we have the man from the Inland Revenue, Raphael Stephen, PhD. He is within the Ministry of Finance and he is controller in the Inland Revenue, the person who ensure that we get it right, and those of us who don't pay our tax make sure that we pay. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon to Grenada, Caracou, and Petit Martinique.
How are you doing?
In good spirit.
Good spirit. You look in good spirit because you're collecting a lot of money these days.
The revenue is important, the supply side effect.
Well,
it, the engine in the economy running.
Well, yeah, really, because I was quite surprised when Timothy gave the figure. You're pretty much from 18 million to 10 million in deficit. I mean, that was interesting, and I'm sure you'll bring us some further explanation. Now, I look forward in chatting with you in the next 30 minutes, and I guess the rest of Grenada is your important man in this country. All right, we take a word from our sponsors. I come back and we'll be speaking to the Controller of Inland Revenue, Raphael Stephen. We'll be talking to him what's happening within and what money is he getting or what he's not getting. I know the Prime Minister is spending too much money. We'll hear about that in a few minutes.
Water is essential, and that's a fact. Clean drinking water is critical, another fact. The best thing you can do for yourself and your family is to consume the best available water. Having noted that, then the choice is clear. Glenel has been providing us with the freshness of the Grenadian mountains and their guarantee of purity. There are absolutely no additions to the Glenel product, pure and natural. For the larger bottles and coolers, contact the office at 440-2346. And Glenel delivers. Glenel pure and natural spring water. Only the best is good enough.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Raphael C. Stephen, in the controller in the Inland Revenue. We'll be talking a bit. Now, Raphael, I know for a fact you have been collecting good money. You're not me, boss. That's it.
The people money.
The people money.
Very important. A very important component at this point in time in our economic cycle. We have to ensure that the revenue is in timely fashion and it meets our target.
What has it been like so far? Just a general question, just to begin. What has it, what does it feel like within the Inland Revenue with the changes and the structural adjustment that has been made?
But the staff is under stress because the country is rather going through fiscal stress at the moment. Mm-hmm. And fiscal stress comes from fiscal revenue, because if the revenue at this point in time, because of a lack of demand, the money is rather coming in a bit slowly, but we are still surpassing our targets. That means there has been an upgrade in line with our efficiency and our effectiveness. Hence, a number of taxpayers are coming in because they understand the critical situation the country is in, so they want to meet their commitments. So what we have seen so far is a surpassing target in comparison to similar periods last year.
Okay, so that leads me to this question. What is the due date for the 2014 property tax, and are persons paying? Now, that need to be, because everybody wanting property tax, when is that due? So talk to us about that.
In accordance with the law, in accordance with the Principal Act of 1997, and some subsequent amendments, property tax actually is due on the 30th of June every year. In fact, the law gives provisions whereby two installments could be paid, whereby the demand notice is posted in the early period of the annual year. If 50% of the tax is paid by March 31st, the 5% discount could be also given. Now, the second 50% must be paid by June 30th, and the 5% would also be given. So, in terms of tax planning, for the people who's undergoing some form of hardship, the 5% is catered for March 31st, and the final one is due next week, June 30th. Day after, the full tax must be paid. Now, after August the 29th, that is where the interest and the penalty takes effect. And all this provision has been made clear under the Property Tax Act.
So one, there's two parts that you can pay. One, before March
31st.
By
March 31st.
By March 31st. And a 5%
is given. Is discounted.
And the other is June 31st.
30th.
Right. So after that, August, the end of August 31st.
August 29th. The penalties and interest.
The penalty and interest. So if I want to avoid that, the penalty and interest, I need to pay before?
Before June 30th. The full tax must be paid by June 30th.
Okay, so all you hear, pay all your tax before the end of your next week. One more week, ready?
One more week.
Pay your taxes. Now, the next question I think a lot of people is wondering, why is it important to pay your tax by June 30th? Why?
If you want to enjoy the benefit, uh-huh. And again, this is in accordance with the law.
Right.
Those dates must be prescribed to. You must meet those two particular dates. Well, already March 31st has gone. So you must meet June 30th deadline to enjoy the benefit of the because the computer program will take effect in case the taxes is paid late. The interest and penalty automatically is built into the system.
Okay.
So this is why we are encouraging and we are marketing to all the Grenadian property owners, both in Grenada and the diaspora, to please comply with the taxes and time.
Okay. Now, one of the things that we have in Grenada, we have a lot of land. We have a lot of agricultural land. That's a big one. And I want the farmers to listen, and those prospective farmers and those people who buy land, farmland, and not working, listen to what Mr. Riffel have to say now. Now, what is the current situation with tax on agricultural land? Now, talk to that's a big one. We really explain to us and take it slow.
Very slow. The policy of the government, the intent, is to bring all lands into the tax roll. Unfortunately, agricultural lands was included in the demand notices for 2014, as explained both with the Minister Bola and myself some time ago. And a new decision has been taking place thereafter that agricultural lands where taxes was paid on for 2014 will be credited to 2015.
So you'll get a credit in 2015?
So the tax is not effective in 2014. It is effective from January 2015. So some of the people whose lands has been classified as agriculture, we treat it as an objection to ensure that the lands are truly classified. We are working along with the Ministry of Agriculture.
And classify, and it is used for agriculture?
For agricultural purposes.
Purposes, okay. So you are saying, now, the situation, there are some people who buy agricultural land and they build on it, or they're building houses on it.
There's a change of use.
So what happens to that?
Okay, the lands will be apportioned. The agricultural, the residential portion will be taken off. We usually give the first quarter acre for the construction of the building. And if the remainder is used for agricultural purpose, we classify that portion for agriculture.
So what if it's not used for agriculture? What happens?
Then the taxes are joined. It remains as idle land. Taxes have to be paid. And there's a rate applied to that.
So you were saying now all the persons across Grenada who own land and it is idle, They
are entitled to pay the tax.
To pay the taxes.
For 2014. Yeah.
Okay. But if it's agricultural land, they have paid in 2015.
If they have already paid.
If they already paid in 2000.
That will be credited for 2015.
Okay. So I hope it's very clear for person because it is a concern. And some person wondering, you know, now there are persons who buy agricultural land and they use it for housing development. Mm-hmm. Now what happens to that?
We will be notified because we are very vigilant in the field whether there's a change of use taking place. And the Ministry of Agriculture should be working with us because all the lands which are classified under the Act, under Section 5 of the Act, the City of Agriculture are the persons, he and his team are the persons to notify us which lands with the change of use in land, along with the Land Development Control Authority. He has the authority. Now, where the change of use has taken place in practice, our technical official visiting the field would make that change.
Okay, I understand. So that means you will be notified there is a change. That change will be implemented by the taxes due.
Due, right.
Okay, all right. Now, that leads me to an interesting question. Now, what system in place for persons who are in areas on property tax, on property tax?
Okay, people who are in arrears for property tax?
Yeah, people who are in arrears.
We know that, for example, the senior citizens, because of the change in rate, the rate has doubled because it moved from 0.15 to 0.30. Most of these people who are senior citizens, they encourage them to write through the Minister of Finance, who has the authority under the Public Finance Act. And we would investigate it and advise the minister, because there's a lot of cases of hardship. And this was something which was this was one of the areas we did not predict prior to the posting of the demand notices. And I have explained on a program before, we have to take those situations into consideration. And one of the things we are looking at is doing a critical review from these hardship cases. So by the time the next policy comes around, any adjustment in the property tax rate, give us an indication where to apply and what mechanism we can use to sort of relieve the people that is going through that hardship. So some of these people could also be in arrest. And there are also people who may be in arrest because of lack of receiving the postal information. Some of them may be abroad. Some of them might be out of employment, etc. They can also write in to the Minister of Finance, copy to the controller, and we look into the matter and report to the Minister of Finance.
So it's important now that persons who are having problems should write.
They must write. It's not across the board.
Okay, they must write.
They must write.
Okay.
And you see, it goes for one, it goes for all. In the sense that if anyone want any form of relief, they must address it to the Minister of Finance.
The Minister of Finance. Mm-hmm. And who is the Prime Minister?
Who's the Prime
at
Minister?
The moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what measures, what enforcement measures is the Inland Revenue Division ready to take to ensure that compliance happens? Because, you know, there are some of us who have problems paying our taxes, mm-hmm. And some of us may not write. What is the Inland Revenue? What are the measures that you could take, that you should take, that you will take?
You can take a garnishing approach. Under Section 105 of the Income Tax Act, give us where taxes is not paid in a timely manner, we can use garnishing methods. Certificate of tax clearance, where someone wants to go to a financial institution in the case of property, you must get a certificate of tax clearance before the bank give you a mortgage. All the financial institutions cooperate with the department and that approach. We can let the Ministry of Legal Affairs take the matter to court. And the consequences coming from the court decision, you have to comply and pay the taxes. So the taxes is due as a civil debt. And so long as the property under Section 41 to 45 of the Act, so long as the property are in arrears 1 year after the tax is due, the controller has a right to demand the tax from the person.
So the controller have a lot of power?
It is under the law, and I am willing to use it.
But I'm saying the controller have a lot of power. Now, folks, I am talking to Mr. Rafael Stephen, who is the controller in the Inland Revenue, and we are talking about taxes. I want to take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue the discussion because I want to talk about license fees, because some of us, license fees are too high, but let's hear what you have to say by the time we come back. Because if we find, I am a contractor, but sometimes I find some of the fees real high. If you have 3 and 4 weeks, you're dead, you're in trouble. But when you come back, we'll talk about that.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
All All right, folks, welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Raphael Stephen. He is the controller of Inland Revenue, and we're talking taxes. We're talking a whole lot of things. Just before I go, I tell you the question I want to ask him. Now, recently, some changes to the license fees were announced. What are the changes, and when do they take effect? Because that is important, because I think not all of them take effect immediately. But talk to us about these changes that took place.
Okay, Pastor, the temporary license, the temporary driver's license, this will take effect forthwith, immediately. Mechanisms are now put in place and for the temporary license driver's book to be printed. And we are working in coordination with the traffic department of the Royal Grenada Police Force, the Carrentel agencies, and other interested institutions who use the license, the temporary license books, as a mechanism whereby when applicants come to them to rent the motor vehicles, the license is issued forthwith. That fee has shifted from $30 to $100 every 3 months.
So that's a person who, that's for a person who come into the island?
Usually temporary people or visitors to the island, they purchase the temporary license to drive on our roads.
Mm-hmm. So that's one. There's a lot of them. Are we in? Talk to me about some of them.
When we look at the fees which was placed on the different sectors in the society, most of the license fees was not changed for the last 20 to 25 years. Okay. And you're talking about accountants, architects, auctioneers, auditors, solicitors, barristers, attorney at law.
How much are they charging them lawyers now? For them lawyers that make a lot of money, well, I ain't sure, but some lawyers maybe that make a lot of money, how much money are you charging them?
But the license fee to operate, which is a certificate, which should be a certification fee, is a $1,000 per annum.
Per year. That's not a lot of money.
That's only operational fee. We're not talking about annual stamp tax or the company tax or the individual.
But not just for the individual to operate?
Yeah, that's just to operate as a license fee.
Okay.
You know, you're a member of the Bar Association. To practice as a lawyer, attorney, you must pay $1,000.
Okay.
And I'm serious. I'm going to enforce the license fees rigorously.
But you should. But lawyers should pay, because if I, as a contractor, had to pay all these fees...
I'm not stressing on lawyers too much, because lawyers already told me I have something personal against them. Are you only doing my job?
No, but I agree. But what's about the shopkeepers? Do they have a fee too that they had to pay?
Most likely, I think the shopkeepers have a fee also, and they also fall under the income tax act also. But yeah, there's a peddler and a hawker fee, which is very minimum, which is very small.
Well, how much is that?
The peddler and the hawker, I have not noticed it here.
Okay.
But I know I have the husker and the trafficker, which is the people that operate on the CARICOM JT, etc.
Okay, it's husker and traffickers.
Yeah.
Is how much?
$5.
$5 mm-hmm. A year?
A year.
That's good. I mean, that's not bad. Are you looking after the poor people and them?
Well, I tell you, I'm looking after the brothers and sisters on the CARICOM jet.
So let's talk about the people who operate taxis and so forth.
We do not at the moment have a fee. It's not on the list as yet. I've not noticed it on the list. But let me give you a breakdown of some of the classification of the people that is included in the Gazette. And those are in the Gazette name. The breweries, because one of the marketing agents in the country today are the hotels who are brewing drinks for their guests coming into the country, using local produce in the country. They pay $5,000, boatmen $50, a bonded warehouse, chip to $12,000, where it is in excess of $200,000, $16,000 per annum, where it exceeds $200,000. $20,000 per annum. So you're looking at the big bonded warehouse as the liquor dealers, etc.
Right.
Billing contractor. I don't know which one if you're a developer, billing contractor. So don't vex with me.
Building contractor. I ain't taking the developer yet.
All right, $720.
Okay.
A chemist, $600. Cinemas, $500. Clubhouse, a scammer and them, etc. $1,000. Commercial agents, $1,200. A contractor, I know you are not in that category, $500. Doctors and dentists, $1,000. Distillers, they pay $5,000. Duty free shop, $5,000. Engineers, $1,000. Guest house, $600. And then you have the hotels with 20 bedroom and less, 1,000, 21 bedroom to 90 bedrooms, 1,500, over 90 bedrooms, 2,500. A landscapist, $720, a master stevedore, $60, motor vehicle dealer, $10,000, a pilot, $1,500, racing pool services, $2,000, and the list continue, real estate agent, $5,000, refreshment hours, $500, travel agency, $1,000, surveyor, there are different categories of surveyor, land surveyor,
right.
General practice surveyor, etc., they pay $1,000, I have to pay $1,000, I'm a surveyor. I don't practice, I cannot practice as a controller.
Okay.
So
there are different lists. Where could persons get a copy of this list?
It is in the Government Gazette 20 of 2014.
Yeah. Now, when are most of these? When do I have to start to pay in these?
January 1st.
January 1st.
2015.
Oh, so most of these fees are not for 2014.
No. It's January 1st, 2015. These fees. The first 7 days in the month of January, these fees are.
These must be paid.
These have to be paid.
Now it means then that hopefully you put a little money in the economy, so I can start to make a little money to pay these fees.
Prime Minister, I'll tell you that later. Don't force me. I only the collector. I don't spend the money. My master going to tell you that. He's the Minister of Finance.
PM, I hope you will put a little thing in the economy. They started to turn around, so at least we could make money to pay these fees. All right. But listen, the big one, and I think a lot of people are interested in it. Tell us about this VAT on accommodation, because there are many persons who have a little bedroom or two-bedroom that they rent and so forth. That has been a big issue of discussion. Talk to us about that.
Yes, there has been an amendment to the VAT Act. In actual fact, someone living in accommodation for less than 45 days was exempted. Now, to bring a level playing field, taxation is equity across the system. That has been amended. So every landlord, and this is a transition period, must be registered.
By when?
By the 1st of August.
1st of August 2014.
So this piece of legislation is taking effect from the 1st of August 2014. So now is a transition period.
So that is the effective date?
That is the effective date.
That's when each landowner or each
property owner
who is a landlord need to register.
By August 2014.
Now the paying of those fees take, when do I have to pay the fees? When?
It pays at the end, based on a similar period as the operation of the VAT. So it will be the 20th of the following month.
So it would be in September?
In September.
Okay, so I need to pay that. That's 2014?
2014.
Aha, so this had to pay this year?
This year.
Okay, so let me ask a question quickly. What's about people who are CARICOM nationals and living here? Would they, let's say they're renting somewhere from someone, would they have to pay?
It's across the board.
It's across the board. So it means that the
discrimination. There's no discrimination.
No discrimination. But my next question is, is it that the person who is renting, because some landlord want to say no, they want to put up on the rent because they have to pay you. Now, you may not care much about if they put up on the rent, but talk to me about that.
No, I can't be involved in that negotiation between the landlord and the tenant.
So then if the landlord come and put up on and they said, look, I have to pay the government, so I need to put up $100 or $400 on the rent, what happens?
It's like the transition that took place when the VAT was being introduced. At some point in time, the owner have to absorb that.
Right.
And then it flows naturally back into the system.
Right.
So similarly, the landlord would have to absorb a part of that, and that would only for be a short period.
So I think it would be unfair for landlords to come in and telling somebody renting, they have to pay the full fee. Now, the landlord should absorb it to start with. Well, you can get into that. But
I'm not getting into that.
That is privity of contract. Try to put words in the controller mode.
That is privity of contract. I'm not getting into that.
Okay. But it's important.
I'm going to tax that.
The tax that. So, in other words, the government are saying that each landlord, one bedroom or two bedroom or in matter.
Every landlord. That's what the law says.
Across the board. Whether you rent a...
You have to be registered.
So all of the people who are renting to anybody, they need to register.
They have to register.
All right, folks, there is no doubt on that. You have to register once you're renting. No matter what, once you're renting a building.
There's a stiff penalty if you're not registered.
How stiff is the penalty?
I think it's 30,000.
Mm-hmm. So based on, my fee would be based on the size of the building I'm renting?
No, if you're earning in excess of 10,000 per month, which again brings you over the 120,000.
Oh.
That's for the VAT.
That's for the VAT.
Right. But so if you do not qualify for the VAT, uh-huh, then it falls under the income tax, which is for the 6,000 because it's income.
Okay. So if you're renting and you're over 10,000, mm-hmm, it means you have to pay.
Automatically qualify.
You qualify to pay what?
VAT.
VAT. Mm-hmm. If you fall under the 10,000 a month, mm-hmm, in receiving rent, mm-hmm, how much I have to pay?
The same 10%.
Same 10%.
Same 10%. But you qualify for income tax.
Income tax.
If you exceed it on the
6,000. Oh, it means that individual owner.
Or individual owner.
Okay, so that means, I'll just spread the net wide, boy. Nobody getting missed. A shared sacrifice? Shared sacrifice. All right, let's move on.
I stay quiet.
This is serious, but it's good. I mean, I understand that it need to be. Now, what system is in place for registration and compliance?
We have a registration section. And that registration section is responsible. In actual fact, I think I should inform the nation from now. The Inland Revenue Department is going through a comprehensive reform. And we're getting assistance from CATAC. At present, I have the consultant here, Brian Dow, with me. And we are looking to set up a structured registration approach whereby every institution that is doing business in the economy must be registered. And this is where we are going to use a certification where the license plays an important part and ensure that every business, every employee in the state do comply with all the statutory regulations that is prescribed to carry out business within the state. So hence we are building a strong structure. So as we transform our approach, moving from a paperless environment into a more ICT environment, to take care of all the tax type, so we can provide information in an effective manner. What we are looking to do is to reduce the paperwork and the time frame from 30 to 60 days to about 3 seconds.
Okay.
And this is a sort of time frame. So we are looking at a very tight compliance. We are working close with the Treasury Department. So if someone who has done work for government and who has only department tax, mm-hmm, we are sure we can zero in on the person to ensure that they comply in paying up their taxes and everyone is registered, everyone is paying their fair share. We are looking at getting proper identification in terms of photograph to identify, are you the person who is actually carrying out this job? Are you professionally qualified to do the job,
etc.
So okay, these are some of the registration approaches we are going to take. Now, when I look at the Australian model, Grenada at the bottom has about 80% compliance from the taxpayers. So the remaining 20%, which lies between the difficult ones and those who have to go to demand the taxes, we are going to ensure that it comes down as much as possible to 95%. So we have a good 95% compliance base. That means we should meet our revenue target in an effective and a timely manner.
Okay.
So this is the structured approach we are looking to take the country to. So everyone would clearly understand that the public finance mechanism is not only for a few in the society, but we are looking to bring in people who are in the seashore, the foreshore industry. Mm-hmm. They benefit a lot from the state. Other critical sectors, professionals. We even noticed that there are a number of non-Grenadians who carry out
business.
A lot of business in the state, yes, who earn substantial amount of money, who is not paying the state, and they are using the state infrastructure. You may even notice too, during sometimes a lot of infrastructure is used by foreigners who do not make a contribution, whereby when we travel, we have to pay to use those services,
right,
in those advanced or middle-income developing countries. So we have to put a proper mechanism in place to ensure that we capitalize on those things.
All right, I'm just about out of time. I want to ask a quick question. I want a quick answer. Last year, the government launched an e-service to make it easier for taxpayers to file and pay their taxes. What has been happening with that? What is the result of that? How has that been going?
It's the best in the OECS. At present, we have collected through Four Seasons. That's the organization which is working the mechanism with the Grenada Cooperative Bank. We have collected in excess of $1.7 million through the e-services. again, to a local company, is working along with the Inland Revenue IT staff. At present, that in the ministry, and we have upgraded that front-end system during the month of March, when some of the taxes was due, for example, the income tax. One of the shocking experiences we had, the amount of Grenadians that came into the department and said, I want to register for e-services, I cannot come back to the department anymore. Mm-hmm. I must swipe my credit card and pay my taxes forthwith. Now, for the property tax, whereby we have a large database in excess of 82,000 properties, so we have about 45,000 property owners at present. There is about 35% of that is living within the diaspora. They are using that mechanism to pay up their taxes, along with some of the institutions. Now, we are trying to get on board most of our filing coming through the e-services system. So we are going out to the businesses and show them how to use the system to file a tax return. So we are starting to cut back on the paperwork from now.
Okay.
So by the time the taxpayer service and the registration, which will be our front or face, that strong approach would help us to sell and market the message, not using paperwork, but by giving appropriate information to the taxpayer, so we get a higher level of compliance. Mm. And again, this comes from working along with our staff and the consultant to ensure that we meet those deadlines in a timely and effective manner.
I give you a minute. Any final thoughts you want to say to Grenada? Because give us a mouthful, they give us a lot to think about. But any final thoughts you want to leave with us?
Taxation is no strange philosophy. You go to Luke 14, I think it's Luke 14, with Matthew and Zacharias.
Right, and in Romans chapter 13.
To Romans chapter 13, it is underpinned there. Over the years, because economies evolve and society changes, taxation takes different approaches. Fortunately, the world has seen one of the most severe economic crises, and Grenada, as a sovereign nation, falls into that bracket. We cannot depend on anyone no longer. We have to use our own internal resources and plan scientifically to make sure we manage our fiscal resources. Hence, taxation is part of our everyday life. It's nothing new to us. So I wish my Grenadian brothers and sisters happy Sunday afternoon. And with God's blessing, I think we may be able to come through the current economic situation we are in.
I had to ask this question. We're doing good on collecting taxes, right?
So far, so good. Praise my God.
So far, so good. It means that the plan is working?
Yeah, man, the plan is working. But the plan, Pastor, this is not one prescription. You cannot take one medicine to solve this problem. You have to continue reviewing and revisiting to get that prescription right. And you have to know what medication to give this to give to that sickness at what point in time. As I mentioned to you before, for example, the property tax. If it is hurting certain sector within the society, you must know how to redesign and adjust to make it work effectively. The same with garnishing. If you notice there are some...
What is garnishing?
Garnishing is whereby you use a third party to collect your taxes. For example, you go to the banks, and there are legal provisions within the law you can use to ensure that the government collects its fair share of taxes. So, based on the research and based on the analysis of the issues that may be coming at hand, you'd use different medicine to sort the problem out. And it is all in the interest of the state. It's not a personal vendetta. It's all in the interest of the state.
All right, you heard it there from the man himself, Mr. Raphael Stephen, who is the controller of Inland Revenue. He was very clear, a number of questions I asked him, and this is not the first. I'll have him back here again to talk about other things. But it's important that he shared his thoughts with us, what is happening within the Inland Revenue. If someone wants to send you an email, where do they send it to?
You can send it to the Inland Revenue. I do not have the email address. So that's my personal email address, raphaelcsteven@hotmail.com. Or you can send it to the Ministry of Finance email account.
Okay, so you can send it there. So I'll let you know. And if you want to send me an email, stanfordsimon01@gmail.com, I'd be happy to send it on to the Ministry of Finance. And it's really a joy to have you and to spend this time with you, Dr. Raphael, as we have spoken and shared. And I think it is important as we go forward that the Ministry of Finance continue to inform us, because I think the information this evening was very informative to me. And I do believe the persons who are listening, it has been informative to them. Thank you so much.
Most welcome, Pastor, and to Grenada.
All right, you heard it from the man himself, Rafael Stephen. He talked to us. He's a controller of Inland Revenue, and you have been listening to our program, Inside Finance. The Ministry of Finance will continue to give you information to ensure that we succeed as a people. Remember, we all must pay our taxes, says the Inland Revenue Controller. And I do hope you listen to him. Come and pay your taxes, because you know what? You'll come after you, not him, the law. God bless you, and Pastor Stafford Sabre, wish you a very pleasant day.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.